Now we're going to play the interview that we promised you with a great band from Ellensburg, Washington. And what's that?
Called Savage Lucy.
Yeah, thank you. Called Savage Lucy. And first, let's hear a song from them. This song is called I Don't Want to Be a Teenager. Here it is, April 3rd, and we're here with Savage Lucy, who just played their second-to-last Portland show ever. The band just played over at Solid State, and they've come over to KBOO to help us make our radio show great. Why don't you go around in a circle and introduce yourself?
I'm Anna, and I play bass, and I'm 14 years old.
I'm Rico. I'm 14, and I play guitar.
I'm Ryan McFly. I'm 18, and I play lead guitar, and I'm Polly's older brother.
I'm Polly, I'm 14, I play drums, and I'm Ryan's little sister.
All right, so who wants to give me a bit of history of Savage Lucy?
Well, me and Lagan went to the same school, and my mom said that her grandma said that, this is going to sound really dumb because I don't necessarily believe it, but that Polly admired me and played drums and wanted to start a band. And I had wanted to start a band since I was in the third grade, so I thought, okay, well, I'm going to figure out who this person is, and I knew her brother, so I passed a note to her in the hall once and said, hey, you know, I want to start a punk band and everything. Do you want to start a band? And she said, sure, and said we could practice at her house. And
when is this?
This was in April of 2002. So
you guys were 12?
Yeah, we were 12.
Was it just the two of you to begin?
No, there was this other girl. She didn't even know how to play guitar, but she was going to sing and play guitar. Our first practice, the other girl didn't even show up, and we had her for until December, and then she quit.
Had you already been playing bass at this point?
Yeah, I played bass in the school jazz band.
Polly, had you been playing music already?
Yeah, my parents had bought me a drum set, but I never really played it until we started the band. So yeah, I just like taught myself and then started playing with Anna.
Awesome. And Rico, when did you start playing guitar?
I started playing guitar in August of 2002. And I joined the band in last September when I moved here from Renton, Seattle area.
When you moved to
Ellensburg.
Ellensburg,
yeah.
Right. Okay, we got that you started playing because you were in the jazz band.
Yeah.
And you started playing because the band started, is that
yeah.
right, Polly? But how did you two say your names start playing?
I'm Rico, and I started playing because in Renton, I was going to start a band with some of my other friends, and so we were all kind of learning our instruments, and then I moved.
Well, the Ryan McFly started playing because he just wanted to rock. And they had some guitar troubles, you know, like the guitar players just kept quitting. So Lakin came up to me and was just like, you know, jump in here and fill in. So I've been playing with them for about a year.
What drew all or any of you to punk?
Punk is all we're good enough to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it all that you're good enough to do, or is it all that's good enough to do?
Both. Well, that's a good question.
So let's talk about people's reactions once you started playing in a band in Ellensburg. How big is Ellensburg?
Ellensburg is a college town, but it's rural, so it's not that big. It's eastern Washington, and the farther east in Washington you go, the worse it gets. For a small town, I mean, it sucks, but it's not as bad as it could be. We have a high school of how many, like 1,000?
There's less than 1,000.
When we started, nobody really knew about us, and I had a couple friends that I was going to start bands with in elementary school, and it just didn't work out, and they were all playing and everything, and I thought, well, I'm going to start this girl punk band and everything, and it's going to be great, and we're going to throw shows together, and we're going to have something for our friends to do, because there's no scene in Ellensburg.
Right.
We entered in a battle of the bands for the college radio station. They were hosting it, and we won, and all these people got all pissed off, and we got all this publicity in town for playing the show. And then after that, things were cool for a while, and we had some fans, and then it just kind of faded out, and nobody really likes us there anymore.
So, like, do you both go to the same school? I imagine it's a small town, then you probably do.
No. Mm-mm.
No?
They're all in high school, and I'm still in middle school.
Oh. So last year, when you were all in the same middle school?
Yeah.
Okay. Did this increase your status at school, or did it work for you or against you at school?
It definitely didn't help. In middle school, it was so hard because our principals and our teachers were totally on us because of the way that we looked and because they thought that we had these attitudes that maybe it looked like we had, but really we were just really depressed and like really like we don't want to be here.
So people at school made a lot of assumptions about your personalities or what's going on because of just for looking like you do, looking punk.
Yeah.
Like what's the worst thing that people have said about you?
I've been called a fucked up goddamn gay bitch because I hold hands with Heather here okay. to scare all the hicks.
I used to get followed home from school like from some of like my ex-friends, and like our principals would give us punishments that he wouldn't give like the more in-crowd kids and stuff like that. And when mm-hmm. we'd sit there and call it out, he'd get mad at us and like basically said that, you know, he knows that we're watching him and he knows that we see the differences and that's why he does it. And when I heard that, I was just sitting there and I was like, I can't believe you just said that.
He admitted a principal conspiracy against the punks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how it is, though. And there's that, like
that's
some
a higher level of evil.
Somebody.
What kind of impact has this had on your life?
The first time I was out of the state was last time we played Portland.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. So this is really opening up a state of possibilities for you. I was going to say world, but it doesn't really apply. So what's your favorite thing about being in Savage Lucy?
Getting to go to shows that you probably wouldn't get to go to if it weren't for your band. And getting, like, people singing along or wearing your stuff. I guess that kind of stuff.
What shows?
I guess I mean, like, the relationships that you have with a lot of the bands and stuff like that. Like, you probably wouldn't have gotten to meet these people, or you probably wouldn't be as involved if you weren't in a band or if you weren't involved somehow. Because I've gotten to meet practically everybody in the scene that I've dreamt about meeting, you know. Like, I've gotten to be involved and I've gotten to do all of that, so that's definitely my favorite part about it.
Rico?
I like meeting a lot of the people there because I've met a lot of people at shows, and not just our shows, but other shows that I've seen, like, their bands play before. And so I'm friends with a lot of different people now that it's just cool knowing, having friends that have so much more in common with you. With the people at school, you don't have very much in common with. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you kind of, like, go home and you're like, oh, I'm so sick of just all these people that I have barely anything in common with. And then you get on, like, online or whatever, and you could talk to all these people you met at shows that post on the board, and you, like, email them and, like, hey, what's your screen name? Or, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then you see them at shows and you're like, I remember you.
Unlike the people at your school that you can't relate to, would you say that punk has provided you personally with a community that you can?
Yeah, in ways. I have friends that are in bands too, so I'd probably be in the scene, but not as much as I am now. I'm a lot more outgoing than I used to be, like, with mm-hmm. seeing people at shows. If I want to go talk to them, I will. I won't just, like, stand over there and not talk to them.
Well, it doesn't really impact me that much because I don't hang out with them too much just when we do the shows, but we play at a lot of pizza places, so I guess I get to eat a lot of pizza.
This isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, no.
It's one of the major food groups.
I dig pizza.
Holly?
I just like having an excuse to go to shows. Like, I would never, you know, get to come to Portland just for a show unless I weren't playing. It just gives me an excuse to, you know, rock in front of a bunch of people. And it's really helped me, like, break out of my shell because, like, I'm so shy. Like, these guys know that, like, I hardly ever talk, but, like, being in the band has helped me start talking more and be not as shy.
Yeah, you don't seem shy when you're on stage at all. And you don't see too many drummers that sing. And so what made you decide to play drums and sing? Because that's hard.
I think it was mostly just me and Anna, just to fill it in more. With punk, it doesn't sound right, you know, in choruses when it's just one person chanting.
Right.
So, you know, I just got a mic and started chanting with her in choruses and stuff, and just evolved into me singing, you know, a few songs and back up on a lot.
Your head, right, brother.
Tell me about this record. Anna, go.
Okay. Dead Boy Stay Dead, our first release. We recorded this in our practice space, which is actually a shed behind Polly's house, and it smells like cat piss. We didn't have a studio. We didn't have access to a studio, so we just hooked our PA up to a computer and EP.
So you'd completely recorded this yourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the help of her dad, yeah.
Wow. Was that your first recording session?
No, that was our, like, fourth or fifth.
Wow. How many songs were on that demo? Or that recording?
Nine, I think.
And you used four of them for this 7-inch?
Yeah.
Who put this out?
Squirrel Records from Leeds put it out.
Out of England?
Yep.
I remember the day they came out. There was snow, and I was getting ready to go play in the snow. So I was putting on one of my snowboard boots, and Anna came up. I was like, ah, the records came!
She screamed.
But that's a great record, because if you play it slow, Anna sounds like a big, fat, ugly man.
I'm a big, fat, ugly man.
That's my favorite
man.
Part of,
talking about?
That's the favorite, my favorite part of the record.
Yeah, me too.
Listen to it slow.
Dead boy, straight dead. Are you doing anything else with those other songs from that recording session?
On, you know, Katumba Records. Have you heard of Katumba Records?
I'm not familiar.
Well, they're going to release all our last demos from when we had Andrea, Kyle, Val, and Ryan. So all of those demos are going to be on a CD.
Just a CD, no vinyl?
Yeah.
Oh, that, you're breaking my heart. Why don't we move on a little bit and talk about some songs that you have? You have a couple tribute songs. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. Explain.
It's the band that Animal's the drummer, and then Dr. Teeth, I think, is like the singer, and they're just this band that play on the Muppets, like in the background and like all the episodes and stuff.
So you just wrote a song about the band on the Muppets. And how about this song about Jackie Hell? That's Jackie Hell and the Control Tops from Seattle, right?
Yeah, I saw Jackie Hell and Ursula Android host the Capitol Hill Block Party one year.
Right, they do the faux bang thing in Seattle.
And so I was writing this song about being in love with a transvestite, and the original name that I had was Vicky Kill, and I just pulled it out of my butt, basically. And like, I was like, wait a minute. There's this transvestite on Capitol Hill named Jackie Hell, and that rhymes with Vicky Kill, sorta. So I just put that in there and then kind of wrote a song about it.
Mommy humped a Nazi.
we're not at liberty to discuss the actual
true story.
Yes.
We're not a true story.
It's a secret.
Who Whose mommy are we talking about?
We can't say. Okay. We want to, but we can't.
Okay. So what I want to know now is, what's it take to get a tribute song written about you? I mean, come on. I mean,
funny story.
I could be a cool guy, maybe in Portland, you know, puts out records, has a radio show, works in a barber shop, you know, very involved in his community. I mean, what's it take to get a song written about a guy, a person who might be a barber?
You have to be. You have to have a really cool name.
And you have to be a loser.
Loser at life?
Loser at something. Because, I don't know, like, Pep Rally
I lost the lottery today. I mean, I'm not talking about myself, but I have this friend who, you know, would think it was really cool. So tonight you did an interesting mix of covers. I was surprised to see you go from the Ramones to a Heavens to Betsy cover, and then a really beautifully, by the way, mangled version of Blue Moon. And then what was the last song you played tonight?
Cretan Girl by the Discords.
Cretan Boy.
But they changed it from to Cretan Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wrote that first, and we were like, no way.
Tell me about your song Outsiders.
Oh, I was listening to the Head Coatees in my room once, and I think I had just started listening to them. And they have, like, kind of like a 60s, like I don't know. They started one of their songs with, like, a ding, 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 and then they went into, like, some song. And I thought that was really cool, so I, like, sat in my bed, like, on my room, just, like, trying to come up with a cool tune. And I came up with that tune, and I wanted to write a song about being an outsider, because I liked the Ramones Outsider song.
It's not about the book or the movie, The
no,
Outsiders.
No, but the book, that's my favorite book, though.
Okay. So, I don't know, what do you want to talk about?
We got an album coming out that we're recording right now, mm-hmm. and the vinyl version's coming out on Squirrel Records, and we're self-releasing the CD version.
When could people expect that?
We're hoping by early summer, like June.
And what else is happening in June?
My birthday.
Congratulations. Rico Star will be 15.
Our last shows.
What? Why are Savage Lucy breaking up?
Because I'm moving to Seattle.
Okay, Seattle. The rest of you be honest. Has Anna's head just gotten too big for Ellensburg?
It's a giant head. I mean, I've seen big heads before, like on babies, but Anna's head dwarfs every huge baby head I've ever seen.
So you're moving to Seattle, so that's the end of Savage Lucy. What are the rest of you going to do stuck in Ellensburg?
Start new bands.
Yeah,
I got a band I'm working on.
What's it called?
Downtown Underground. Look for us in the summer. Plug. That's right.
Rico, you have anything on the in the works?
This kid in my math class, Scotty, wants Lakin and I to be in his band, and he's always like, let's practice. I'm like, okay, and then we never do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your stories rock, man.
I know they were deep for very long.
And Polly, what are your musical plans for the future?
I have no idea. Just start something else.
And Anna, what are you going to do when you get to Seattle? Other than take the city by storm, obviously.
Oh, yeah, right. me and my friend Eric are starting a psychobilly new wave band. The Cramps meets Devo.
Pardon me. No one has described a band that's just made me laugh immediately. How do you mean? Are you going to continue playing bass?
No, I'm playing guitar.
Guitar? Wow. Yeah. A bold move. Well, best of luck. And best of luck to all of you. Thank you, Savage Lucy, for coming down.
Thank you.
You're playing one more show in Portland ever, and then that's it. When will that show be?
June 19th at Solid State with the Discords, the Minds, Chased and Smashed, and Bravito.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're from Yakima.
Well, Adam Bravo from Yakima. He used to live in Portland here. I don't know. So if any of you in Portland know an Adam Bravo, come on June 19th.
All right. Thank you so much for coming. There was our epic and long-awaited interview with the amazing Savage Lucy. Make sure you catch their last show in Portland sometime in June.
June 19th.
Juneer.
June 19th.